Hello, everybody. Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's episode of About Nothing But Sports. I'm your host, Ashley Baker, and it's been a couple weeks, y'all. Yes, I took a quick little hiatus. I needed a breather. Still got a lot going on, but I am back on what I am dubbing my fire guest lineup season. And as I say every week, and I'm starting off this week saying it didn't stop last week. We are back with another fire guest. This guy, I have known Mike for some years now, man, and I have just witnessed your growth. I'm inspired by it. I'm super proud of everything you are doing with you and your platform and your brand and your content. Everybody, this is Mike Patton. He is the host of Touring the AFC South podcast, and listen, it's fire. Your guests be fire. Again, you inspire me. I know you say that I inspire you, but you inspire me in more ways than one. You've been on my show before. Welcome back. Yes, ma'am, how you doing? What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing good, doing great. Trying to stay warm in the cold south right now, but yeah, just thank you for the gracious intro. I mean, yeah. I'm a little choked up. I don't even know what to say.
Oh, what? Ash making folks cry? That's and for those that are listening and ain't watching, I'm doing like the Cabbage Patch, something like the Cabbage Patch, because typically I don't move people to tears. But again, I'm just super proud of everything I've seen you do, man, and you know, everything you got going on and coming down the line. So we've been busy, man. We've been in grind mode. You've been in grind mode. Here we are, the beginning of the middle. We're nearly halfway. We're halfway through the football season already. We're almost done the year. 2022 came and went for sure, man. Just even when you think about it, put in the context of like, we've been in like, COVID's been around for 2 years. Like, that's crazy. COVID's been around for 2 years. It'll be 3 years in March that COVID has been around. Like, that's just crazy, ain't it?
It is definitely. I mean, you know, it crazy. It's in my birthday month when COVID started. So go figure. Mm. So yeah, didn't really get to celebrate 2020. So
yeah.
You know,
yeah, right. 2020 was put on pause for a whole lot of people. By the way, during my stint away from About Nothing But Sports, I myself contracted COVID for a second time. Sis must love it here, Miss Rona, because I couldn't even believe that I had it. And everybody that I was with the weekend that I contracted it, nobody else was positive. Only me. I was the only person positive. Everybody else was negative. I was like, yeah, this is ghetto here. But I can confirm that it definitely wasn't as bad as last time. But please, people, go get your boosters. If you ain't been vaccinated, go do it. It's not worth, you know, being down and out for 7 to 10 days. It's just still annoying, regardless of how less the symptoms are. It's still annoying. So anyway, enough of that. That's kind of like, you know, kind of COVID is starting to be like wood under the bridge a little bit. So that's enough of that. Listen, I want to get into talking to you, man. Again, I started off the show talking about your journey and how I've seen you grow. So talk to us a little bit about that. I want the listeners and the viewers to get to know you a bit better. So I want you to tell me about just your journey into sports media, how it started, how it's going. And I want you to tell me what you see, how you see it all coming together in the end.
Well, honestly, I didn't plan on even being in sports media when I even started. That was actually started by my wife. My wife actually is the one that actually pushed me into doing this.
Boy, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Do you hear that? Shout out to us ladies. Go ahead, my bad.
Now, the thing is, I was actually in Atlanta when I got inspired to do this, because I was riding, listening to something, got irritated by the comment or the actual article they were talking about. I was like, man, I could have wrote that. I could have did that. My wife's like, hey, why don't you do it? So at that point, started writing, got into it a little bit more, and, you know, done a few things, covered a couple Super Bowls, did a few things there. And as I've kind of grown on, and people have kind of encouraged me, hey, you ought to start a podcast. I'm like, I can't be consistent with it. I don't think I could. So, you know, I kept pushing it off, and I got to say two names, Danny Thompson and Raphael Haynes. They stayed on me.
Those my guys, man. Shout out to Danny and Raphael for sure. Those my guys.
they stayed on me about it, and I was like, okay. And then during the pandemic, I'm sitting at the house. I got nothing else better to do, and I got shout out Brian Waters. He actually put me on the Haps app, so I started talking and doing things like that. And I was like,
you know, that's crazy. I just saw an old Haps video because we both used to be with Haps News. I just saw an old Haps video come up in my Facebook memories. That's crazy that you mentioned them.
that's where I started kind of, you know, matriculating over to doing like a podcast or talking. I was like, well, it ain't bad. I take a couple notes. You know, I remember most things that happen in games anyway, like the little bitty details. That's a gift that God gave me, remembering those little bitty details or little bitty plays that happen in games. So I started doing that, kept doing that. And I was like, okay, cool. I can't just talk about the Titans every week and what they need to do to win games and what they did to lose a game or win a game, whatever. So I was like, okay, cool. Let's go ahead and expand this to the whole AFC South because nobody's talking about it. So let me just go ahead and own that and be that. Went ahead, did that, and now I'm sitting at, 120 episodes now?
I'm so proud of you, man. And that was genius, by the way, to decide to talk about the entire division because it's so much that you can do. It's so much content. There is nothing. You'll never have nothing to talk about. You'll never be dry on content when you're covering a whole division. So where are you now with everything? What are the things you got going on right now?
Well, let's see, kind of just continue to bring guests in, continue to grow the brand. And of course, you know, I'm still writing, even though I may not talk about it quite as much. I'm still writing, doing freelance work for, of course, the Tennessee Tribune, Nashville Boys. I'm actually writing.
Not to mention all of this came from him not wanting to do sports media, people. Not wanting to. Do you hear what he's saying? See, he tried to slide that in there and be super like low key. Oh, I'm just contributing for the, you know, the what you say, the Titans Tribune. And come on, man. Like, that's a big deal, guy.
I did that. And I'm also, I'm actually doing the sports history in black for the NABJ website. So I do that Monday through Friday as well. So that's another thing I do to throw along with, go along with the podcast and growing that and continue to try to evolve. And of course, also I produce and host my own podcast. I got to say that because if you're doing your own podcast, you're putting it all together, doing all those different things, you are a producer. Absolutely. Do not slight yourself and say you're not a producer. You are a producer.
Absolutely. I love that, Mike. What I got from everything you just said is men, happy wife, happy life. Just not just for you and your personal life, but for you and your career. His wife saw something in him. Behind every strong man, there's a strong woman, by the way. So shout out to her for putting you there and pushing you, man. Because again, I told you that I've seen your growth throughout the years, and I am super proud of where you've come from and where you are. And you have a super bright future as to where you're going. So I'm super, super proud of you. And again, you inspire me to be consistent. Consistency is key, which is why I've been trying to be as consistent as possible this particular season. And you even noticed it. He hit me with a DM and was like, yo, keep up the consistency. And I'm like, see, he don't even know. You never know who's watching, you guys. Seriously, you never know. It doesn't matter what area a person may be in their life as far as, you know, a career or person. You just never know when somebody's watching you. So it's important to stay consistent, man. You never know who's looking. So again, man, I'm super proud of you. So listen, we're going to give the people what they want. I want it. We're in the middle of the NFL season, as I mentioned, and we got to talk about the specialty of yours, which is the AFC South, home of the Titans, home of the Jaguars, home of the Colts, home of the Texans. So let's start off with the clear best team in the division, the Houston Texans. No, I'm joking. The Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans, King Henry, Ryan Tannehill is still at quarterback. It's you know, coming into the season, I know I expected them to, no, that's a lie. Coming into the season, I expected the Colts to win the division because of all of their new additions and bringing in Matt Ryan. And, you know, I just was like, they're going to run away with it. Wrong. The Titans and Mike Vrabel are proving us wrong again. And what's their record? They like a quiet, like
What, 6-3?
We're 6-3. That's what I was about to say. I was going to say like 6-2. They're a quiet 6-3, man. Nobody's paying attention to the Titans once again, just like last year. And they ended up with the number one seed. So tell us, talk to us about what you've seen so far this year from the Titans, Mike.
Well, what I've seen from the Titans is, an embodiment of what Mike Vrabel is. Tough, nasty, smart, instinctive team. They're not necessarily the most talented team. If you look at their wide receiver core, they had a game where they had zero catches at wide receiver and still almost had a chance to win. That was against the Kansas City Chiefs. So they've done it unconventional ways. This week, Derrick Henry doesn't even get 60 or 70 yards rushing. And they still win the game versus the Denver Broncos with Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, of all people, getting 100 yards receiving. And I think he probably was like the first 100-yard receiver or the second 100-yard receiver they've had all season. They get the least separation at wide receiver of any team in the NFL. Yet they find a way to win games, running the football and playing defense. And it's not just the team in terms of the talent. It's a culture here because – if you look at the team this week, Bud Dupree and Jeffrey Simmons were out. Their best two defensive linemen. And they still had a bunch of sacks. You had Walker on the defensive line had 3 sacks in that game against Denver, and nobody's probably ever heard of them. So it's more of a culture, a system, and them just finding ways to win games. This team reminds me more of they remind me of the team that not last year, but the team that made it to the AFC Championship game when Ryan Tannehill was first the starter. You never could figure out how they were winning games, but they just won games. That's what this team kind of reminds me of.
So they have the Packers coming up in week 11. That's what I was looking at, my eyes shifting back and forth to the screen. they have the Packers coming up this week, coming off a big win against my Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with your speakers, people. The audio didn't go out. I just needed a pause right there, because I. That's fine. We'll talk about that later. I'll probably do a show this week later on. Don't count. I might do it. I don't know. Maybe later on this weekend. I don't know. But I'm still very upset about that game. But they go into Lambeau because they're in Lambeau this week, I believe. So they go into Lambeau
Thursday night.
Yeah, they go into Lambeau Thursday night. Tell me what you think. Just give me the score prediction on that game.
It's going to be a low-scoring game. It's probably going to be 20-17. If the Titans win, it'll win by a field goal. They will not win by much more than that. And also, of course, they don't score over 24 points a game. That is their just top end of what they're going to score.
I think King Henry's going to have a big day.
He may. He's going to have to, more than likely. And both of these teams are – they found, I believe, their formula of running the football.
Correct.
Because, of course, Green Bay definitely did.
Yeah, so. All right, that's enough. But listen, let me tell you, just to be fair, our run defense is trash, okay? So I don't, y'all's run defense, I'm pretty sure, is better than ours. So, I don't know if Aaron Jones is going to go off the way he went off against us, but that's cool. I respect that. I have no clue of who I'm picking this game. It might be a gimme game for me. Again, Packers coming off that win against Dallas might have some momentum in the tank. But again, y'all are finding ways. Well, not y'all, because you're a 49ers fan, but the Titans, boo. The Titans are finding ways to win games. Let's talk about the Colts. Jeff Saturday, brand new head coach in Indianapolis. First time head coach, first win this past week against the Oakland Raiders. I believe they played.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, they play Oakland. Jesus, the Vegas Raiders.
I do it all the time.
It's so crazy all the time. talk to me about what you've seen as far as their roller coaster of a season so far.
Well, one thing I have seen is a name change has come along with injuries for Shaquille Leonard because he just had back surgery again. He's out for the season.
Yeah, prayers up to him. So, prayers up to Leonard.
Back injuries. When you have surgery on your back, that's usually meaning your career is about head towards the end, to be honest. Yeah. And I hate to hear that. But they just haven't, I don't know what to say about the Colts. They just haven't looked like a team that's on the same page. You have certain players doing this, you have a quarterback still trying to figure it out. Then you take quarterback out, put the young quarterback in. Now you take your own quarterback out, put old quarterback back in, and you win a game, and it just looks weird. It just, I don't know what to say. The funniest thing is I had the Colts winning this division as well. But the thing is, people didn't notice that there was not very much difference between them and the actual Titans, because the only difference was they had a number one wide receiver. They both used the running game. They both used tight ends, and they both had some questions defensively at the cornerback position. Just like, you know, but it's just the Titans figured it out. The Colts never could figure it out. Shaquille Leonard injury, and now you've got this roller coaster, which is the Colts season so far, which, you know, I'm still trying to get grasp Jeff Saturday being the head coach. It's just is weird to me. It's weird.
Yeah. he got the dub, though.
Yeah, he did.
And let me tell you something. If they go on some crazy – listen, having a Jeff Saturday in the locker room and then more – and now we're talking about your head coach. I mean, A, he's a legend as far as the Colts are concerned, you know, in that franchise. And, you know, so guys have a respect for him anyway. And, you know, they probably already have this thing where they want to play and win for him. So I really don't know what's going to come about for the rest of the Colts season. But I can guarantee if it's some type of – if that was a recipe for them to win, simply bringing in Jeff Saturday, I don't see why you move past him after this year. But they have the Eagles coming up this week. Eagles just dropped their Monday Night Football game against the Commanders. Shout out to the Washington Commanders, man, for ending the undefeated streak of the Philadelphia Eagles. They really came in and handled business. And there's a lot of people that feel like the Colts might have a chance against the Eagles. Tell me your final score prediction for that game.
Well, if you have some inside information as to how the Colts are going to beat the Eagles, I'm going to need you to go ahead and put the lottery numbers.
I got one.
You going to play Mega Millions too?
No, but I got one. I got one.
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor's going to have a field day. Their run game is 20th. They may be worse after last night because they allowed Washington to run. If that's one thing that Dallas and the Eagles have in common, the run game is the run defense is really bad. I think that if you can run the ball against Philadelphia, you have a chance. If you can play defense against Philadelphia, you have a chance. So, I'm not, I don't know about that game either. I have to think about it some more. It's early in the week.
I got something for you.
Okay.
I got something for you, though.
What's up?
But here's also the thing. The Colts also can be great looking one game, run the football. Then they can mess up. Because that was the best game their offensive line has played all season.
Okay.
I don't think it'll get better than that game. So it's probably going to go back down.
Okay.
Also, you got to think Matt Ryan has been turnover prone a little bit more this year. And against the Eagles, that's not good. That's not good at all.
That's where they eat. They eat off of the turnovers for sure. Final score prediction.
Let's see. I'll say the Eagles probably will win 30-17, if not 30-14.
Oh, good Lord. You ain't even got them scoring 17 points. That's crazy. Not far-fetched. Right. It's the Colts. That's, like you said, the Colts have been up and down all season. Again, roller coaster of a season. So, Colts, Titans, Jags. Jaguars, the AFC South's Jaguars. I feel like
they're off this week.
They're bye week. Good. Okay, cool.
Yeah, they can't lose this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. They might lose to the bye as well. I'm not sure. They've been looking, you know. I feel like the Jags have had opportunities to be in games this season, to win games. And this is, I don't even follow them to a T, but from just little pieces that I've seen, they've had opportunities to win games. They were up 14 against the Eagles. Talk to us about what you've seen from them this season.
Well, let's see. I've seen peaks and valleys, just like, you know, with the Colts, but just their peaks and valleys have been a little bit, you know, sharper as opposed to, you know, deeper and higher. Defensively, they've grown, you know, of course, with Trayvon Walker, you got Josh Allen, who some people in Jacksonville are not very high on them, which they would have traded. But that's another story for another day. They've got some growth there. And, of course, Shaquille Griffin, they want him out of town quick, fast, and in a hurry. Ooh. But, you know, offensively, they've kind of grown some. Of course, ETN has shown that he can, you know, somewhat be the guy. He's just got to continue to be consistent running the football. But that team just can't figure out the win. And they're a young team. They're still trying to figure out how to win. That's why they're losing all these close games. Maybe next year will be that year that they kind of, you know, get over the hump a little bit more with Doug Peterson. But this year, they're still trying to learn how to win, which, you know, I kind of jumped the gun. I thought they would win 8 games this year with the talent they had. But looking at them, they're still learning how to win. And Trevor Lawrence, you know, and I'll be talking to someone about him, by the way. But yeah, the jury is still a little bit out on Trevor Lawrence.
That's what I was going to say. This is year two for him, right?
Right. But well, year one, I'll give him a repeat on the year one. Because I mean, yeah,
they're
reminder.
It was a bad year last year. So right. I don't know what rookie quarterback would have performed well under those circumstances of everything that was going on in Jacksonville with your boy Urban Meyer's and all that stuff. So
Frisky Herb.
Do you see any growth in him from last year to this year though? Just simply because there's a better head coach in town.
You see some growth. You see him, you know, definitely, you know, figuring out defenses, being able to kind of put people in position to make plays, and you know, making those plays, throwing the football. However, he does what any young quarterback does: thinks his arm can make any throw. And in the NFL, you can't do that. You got to read it, throw it to the guy. But he also, you know, it's also a fine line between what's open and what's not open in the NFL. Because in college, you know, if you're open, you're wide open. In the NFL, you're open, there's a small window. So he's still trying to figure out those things, along with he throws in the coverage sometimes and he makes you scratch your head like, well, what are you looking at? Your arm's not that great.
I feel like it's been a couple of quarterbacks in the league that has thrown, you know, passes, and we'd be like, what are you looking at? Like the right. The quarterbacks that's supposed to be veterans, Josh Allen, making my MVP and Super Bowl, possible Super Bowl pick look horrendous. Leading the league in turnovers, you know, just absolutely horrible. But I feel like that's been a common theme. Like, these quarterbacks are throwing, and we're like, what are you seeing out there? Y'all seeing ghosts? Like, what's going on? So perhaps we give Trevor a little pass on that, maybe?
Maybe. And it's funny you speak of Josh Allen, because, you know, I actually went on Twitter and said, when are we going to talk about, you know, his last couple games and how bad his decisions have been? Because people seem to want to jump over that.
You have not, you, and I'm calling you out, you haven't been in Sports After Dark. You know, you got to come and visit us. Make sure that y'all tap into Sports After Dark on exclusively found on Twitter. Follow the Sports After Dark page. It's at @SportsADark_. So y'all can tap into our spaces we do every Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night immediately following games. And that is one person we have definitely been giving the smoke to.
Well, I apologize. But
yeah, I gotta call you out. I gotta, because could you be up in there? You be up in there. I ain't seen you in there. I gotta call you out.
Your boy be working. Your boy be over here working until 12, 1 o'clock putting stuff together. So I apologize. I'll try to stop through more. But yeah, I'll just be sitting here working.
But to let you know, we have definitely been holding Josh Allen accountable with these turnovers the last couple of games. I think we were letting them slide for a minute, and now they're just getting super egregious, specifically in the red zone, where you just cannot make costly turnovers, bro, especially if we're throwing your name in the MVP hat, especially if you're trying to win games, especially if you want to convince fans like myself that you have a chance at beating somebody like the Kansas City Chiefs when it matters. So we've been holding him accountable, respectfully. So I'm just saying, even great quarterbacks have been doing exactly what Trevor Lawrence has been doing. I'm just saying, just throwing it out there. So let's move to the last team, because the, like you said, Jags on a bye this week. Last team, I mean, do we really have to talk about them? This should be a quick 30 seconds in and out, like the burger spot. I ain't even going to lie to you. Shout out to Young Heavy for the one-liner there. But listen, the Houston Texans, they just came off of a loss from the Giants, who are balling. They're sitting at 7-2. Kill me now. But, you know, y'all know I don't like nobody in my division if it ain't Dallas. So talk to me about what you've seen from the Houston Texans, man. They have a pivotal game coming up in a couple of weeks. I won't have you on the show then, but I think next week is the week where they see Justin. Oh, my gosh. Deshaun Watson. Am I right? I think, is it next week?
I believe it's next week. Yeah.
Week 12, Watson's back. Week. Yeah, but let's talk about what you've seen from him this season.
Okay, as far as the Houston Texans, I mean, Damian Pierce, I mean, no one ever expected a 7th-round draft pick out of Florida, who was lightly used at Florida, to come in and be the man. And he pretty much is their offense. I mean, he runs through people. I mean, you see, you watch the games, he literally gets hit in the backfield, runs through a couple tackles, and he still makes like 7-8 yards, and he's ran through like five people, which is amazing. The bad thing is he doesn't have anything else around him. He has Davis Mills, who's still trying to figure out how to play NFL quarterback. Plenty of people thought, oh, he might be the guy. He's playing. He's walking into camp with a little bit more swagger. He knows he's a starter, but nah, he ain't it.
You know, He's not him.
Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud will probably be wearing that uniform next year.
I would not be surprised. That's a good call. Tell me what you think is gonna come about this return back to Houston game.
Oh boy.
With Deshaun and the Texans, week 12.
Well, I will say this,
because we were a little confused about this game. Absolutely not. It's going to be week 13, so that's in about 2 weeks. It's going to be the Texans and the Browns, week 13. That's the 4th of December. Tell me what you think you're going to see in that game.
I think we're going to see a fired-up defense. You're going to see a rusty Deshaun Watson and a fired-up defense, which could be a bad thing for Deshaun Watson because he's probably going to get booed by fans. And if he throws an interception, it's going to be the loudest cheer in Houston that you will probably ever hear. Now, let me just make it clear. I do call Houston Stadium, the big trash can right now. That's what I call their stadium. Because, unfortunately, what they're putting on the field is not necessarily pretty. It's pretty trash. So, that's what I kind of call them, their stadium, But
he's going to – it's going to – The big dumpster fire. That's crazy.
it's just bad. But, that game, they'll be revved up. They'll play good for a half. And then, I guess Cleveland will give the ball to Nick Chubb and then, salt the game away at the end. It'll be close for a while. And then, at the end, the talent will prevail because we know the Houston Texans, unfortunately, that they don't have very much talent in terms of all the positions. And then the guy they did have that was very talented, wide receiver. I don't know if you heard this story, but before the game last week, Brandon Cooks got stripped of his captaincy on the team because he wanted to get traded. He got stripped of being a captain.
Oh, yes. I did see that. I did see that they stripped him of. Yeah, he wants out, man. He wants out. He was almost a Cowboys, but heard the Texans was being funny money with the money.
No. I can tell you why he's not a Dallas Cowboy. The one number, 18, is an $18 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Nah, he ain't going anywhere. Not for $18 million guaranteed. He's not going anywhere. He better get used to Houston, go holler at Slim Thug and Bun B and call it a day.
I love that. Hey, I love it. They see the Commanders this week. Again, Commanders coming off that big win from the Eagles. What's your score prediction in that game?
I think Houston wins this game.
Yes,
I think Houston wins this game. Houston will win this game. I give it to them 24-20. They win this game. Heineke, the magic will run out.
Why?
I think Damian Pierce is going to be very effective in this game. I also think that the tight end crew for the Texans, I don't like not O.J. Howard, but Jordan and those guys, I think they show up this game. And I also think that the defense – for the Houston Texans, they get those three turnovers because Lovie's been preaching three turnovers. Get three turnovers, we can win. He wants to get that every game, Lovie does. I think this game they do, and I think Jerry Hughes is the guy that makes it happen. The wily veteran defensive end.
Hey, those are great points. If you're into sports betting, first of all, go follow BetQL on Instagram, Twitter. That's BETQL. They are amazing. Those are my employers, and they are amazing at helping you bet if you don't know how to bet. Shout out to Maryland. Betting is about to finally be mobile here. I'm super excited. But if you're a better, Mike is telling you to take. Would you just straight up, no money line? I mean, no spread. Just straight up take the Texans on the money line. You think?
I don't know what the line is on that one, but I would straight up take the Texans to win that game.
Straight up take. That's crazy, and you're gonna get a nice little bit of money because they're underdogs. I'm sure.
Right.
So, cool. All right. So we're gonna be wrapping because I told you I'm not gonna keep you any longer than like 30, 35 minutes. So tell me, there's been talk about who's the MVP. Holmes is in the conversation. Josh Allen is in the conversation. Jalen Hurts is in the conversation. I hear folks sneaking in Lamar Jackson in the conversation. If you want to talk outside of quarterbacks, I'm hearing that Justin Jefferson is in that conversation. Saquon Barkley. who do you have right now as the league's MVP?
Well, your boy is definitely going to be happy with my choice. I'm going to say that Mr. Patrick Mahomes is
the Mark Gunnels.
Yeah,
that's what he's talking about when you say my boy.
I'll give you a few numbers as to why he leads the league in passing yards. He leads the league in TDs. I mean, he's doing this all without Tyreek Hill, but they have actually more weapons across the board now without Tyreek Hill, to be honest. You know, I mean, I got to give credit to Mark Gunnels on that one because, of course, at first I didn't quite believe it until I looked into it and was like, Mark's right. And that's what, you know, I had to say it. But, you know, he definitely is the MVP. You know, I had Josh Allen up there a couple weeks ago, but now I don't know what to say about
him. He's a turnover machine.
Right.
Like, if that's one thing that the voters look at, they don't like no turnovers. The only way Josh gets back in the conversation for me is if he does not turn the ball over a single time for the rest of the season, because he's already at, what, like 10 picks?
Yeah, I don't know, but he's going to turn it over again, so you might lose that bet.
But, he ain't going to be MVP.
Nah, he's not going to be it. Now, I will say this, though. There's two other guys that actually one could be in the race if he had played all the games, a little bit more in the race, I should say. And the other, if you want to say MVP as the most important piece on his team,
okay,
he could be in it. The most important piece one is Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley has literally all their offense on his shoulders every week, and he makes it happen.
Yeah.
Literally, I mean, I think him and Derrick Henry have that one of the highest percentages of their team's offense every week.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, that's crazy.
And then Tua is the other one. Now, Tua would be in the race. Tua has 18 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, and he's played 8 games. It says 8 games, but he's really played like 7 games, to be honest. Yeah. So if you had 9 games like Patrick Mahomes, he'd be right there. His numbers would be right there with Patrick Mahomes. But, you know, it isn't at this point. But the common denominator, of course, with both of those is Tyreek Hill, by the way. But,
Absolutely.
You know, yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I was saying.
You're giving a nod to Patrick. That's everybody's main guy at the moment. I mean, his numbers are crazy. And, again, he's spreading the ball around a lot more. He has more options than just Tyreek Hill. And, of course, he still has Travis Kelce and Big Red at coach. So, it's just not
right. Can we give some credit to Eric Bieniemy though too?
Eric Bieniemy,
please do that.
You know what? I wish Eric Bieniemy would come. Never mind. Boy, no, I would love Eric Bieniemy down in Big D, but I ain't gonna say nothing. I ain't gonna say nothing about it. Let me just be quiet and just
out there. I will tell you though, maybe he will be in the running for the Indianapolis Colts job potentially.
Maybe
D'Amico Ryans might be in the running for that job.
That's a good point. The defensive coordinator for the 49ers.
So maybe another brother as head coach in the
NFL love
this
that.
Offseason.
I would absolutely love that. Mike, you are always super knowledgeable, man. You were a blast to have on. I really, really appreciate you coming through. To kick it here and about nothing but sports, man. Again, I appreciate the support. You're always supporting. You're always retweeting. You're always showing love. I definitely, you know, appreciate that. I appreciate you for taking the time out. We were missing each other on a couple of weeks, but I appreciate you for rescheduling and taking the time out to be on the show. Please let everybody know where they can find you and where they can find your content.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to come on. You know, you ask, I'll show up. That's how it goes. But, you know, as far as where you can find me on social media, you can find me at MikePatton82. That's MikePatton82. And, of course, touring the AFC South on all your listening platforms.
It was an absolute blast. Shout out to that touring the AFC South. Again, genius. I'm so proud of you and, again, everything you've done. Y'all, this was a great show. Thank y'all for tapping in. Make sure that y'all follow me on social media. If you're a first-time listener, if you listen all the time and you just haven't followed me yet or the platform for some apparent reason, AshleyBaker_21 on Twitter and on Instagram. You can follow me also on Facebook at Ashley Baker. I'm on TikTok, too. I think it's the same ad name on TikTok. You know, I really got to get into this TikTok thing. TikTok is
I got to change mine. I got to change mine. I had one for my podcast, but I'm like, that ain't working. So I'm just going to call it my name and do whatever. don't know. I might try to throw my daughter in there a couple times. That might get the cute kid factor a little bit or something.
The thing is that both of my kids, especially my daughter, she's 14, so she's definitely like a TikTok head. I should be using her to my advantage, but it is very, very hard for me to get into TikTok. So don't worry about the TikTok right now, people. Maybe in a couple of weeks, I'll have you worry about the TikTok. But I appreciate y'all for tapping in week in and week out. Appreciate the suggestions, the comments, you know, just the questions y'all be asking, tapping into Sports After Dark on Twitter. I really appreciate that. Thank y'all. Same time, same place next week.